Papa. Kulet kehu. Enkä hän. Kasvike etemini. Akken lakispaa.
His long hair drenched with perspiration, the bearded Jesus trembles in fervent prayer as his last day on earth dawns. With a hooded figure of Satan looking on from the shadows in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus cries out to the heavens, "Let your will be done, not mine." The anguish on his face foreshadows the physical punishment he's about to endure, and Jim Caviezel, who, like filmmaker Gibson, is a devout Catholic, says the portrayal of Jesus took him to the limit, physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
There's something that I went through that I can't really put into words. There are no words for it, but it's a bit of heaven and a bit of hell. It's unquenchable fire, but it got me to a place where I needed to come from, and I always felt that, yeah, God doesn't, I felt him saying to me, I don't always choose the best. Why did you choose me? I don't always choose the best. So do you want to do this or not? You know, but I accept that responsibility. I was honored by it.
Yehuda. Labaranesh. Pinashak.
Every word of dialogue in the film is in ancient tongues rarely heard for centuries. Aramaic, the common language of the Jewish people in the Roman province of Judea 2,000 years ago, and Latin, the official language of the occupying rulers, although scholars note that in reality the Romans would have spoken a dialect of Greek. Originally, Gibson planned to release the film without subtitles, a decision he reversed for the sake of clarity, but Italian actress Monica Bellucci, who plays Mary Magdalene, believes the spoken words are not important to this film.
I think that the concept of the movie, somewhere, is going to be like a silent movie. Like, the vision is going to be so strong, and I think that the audience, they're going to understand what's going on from the images, and words just come after.
Hi, Marianne. My psyche. Smai. Manistana lalase. Mikolalilo.
Much of the controversy stems from the film's depiction of the Jewish high priest, Caiaphas, and the Jewish mob angrily demanding that the Roman governor, Pilate, put Jesus to death by crucifixion, a characterization that in centuries of so-called passion plays has been blamed for accusations of deicide, murder of God, which has historically sparked anti-Semitism. Romanian actress Maya Morgenstern, who plays Mary, the mother of Jesus, is Jewish, and she says director-co-writer Gibson made changes because of her concerns.
Mr. Mel Gibson knew exactly what he wanted to, and he is very, very much aware about the history. But in the same time, it is his view as an artist. And I brought and I'm bringing my experience, my emotional experience also. Only me could bring that. It's not that I gave lessons or something like that, not at all. But he trusts me and he trusts us so much, a sign of respect. And he asked for our opinion. In the same time, he explained how he thinks, how he feels like. And it helped us very, very much.
Outcry from religious scholars led to one of the few changes Gibson agreed to make after the filming. He removed from the subtitles the so-called blood curse, in which a Jewish character says, "His blood be on our hands and those of our children." However, the line remains untranslated in the Aramaic dialogue. By concentrating on the final 12 hours leading up to the crucifixion, Gibson chose to highlight the most violent chapter in the life of a teacher renowned for preaching peace. Gibson uses every tool of the filmmaker's art to present the torture, humiliation, and ultimate execution of Jesus in graphic, excruciating detail. Jim Caviezel, who suffered a dislocated shoulder as he carried the heavy cross, was seriously injured by a whiplash that missed his protective padding during the torture scenes, and was even struck by lightning during the crucifixion reenactment, acknowledges that the level of violence in the finished film may be too intense for younger viewers.
If I had a 12-year-old son, I probably wouldn't take him, okay? I probably wouldn't want them to see it.
Nevertheless, he defends the choice to show the unimaginable, often unwatchable suffering of his character.
If you really believe in your faith, you will be persecuted for it. And there's a sacrifice in each faith, say, that many people won't understand and make fun of. This film does not play the blame game in any means. You'll see, you know, like in all humanity, it's us up there. There are good people, bad people, indifferent people. We're all culpable in the death of Christ. And this film betrays that.
Mel Gibson personally financed the $25 million production, and The Passion of the Christ features an international cast and was shot on location in Italy. Instead of the usual studio marketing approach, the intense film has been promoted as a religious event, with many church groups purchasing theater seats for entire congregations and ensuring a huge opening box office that will undoubtedly set a record for a spiritual-themed movie. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.